From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening, and welcome to our Gospel program. During our evening programs of late, I have been highlighting the subject of our defense of the authorized version of the Holy Scriptures, and the general subject of the inspiration of the Bible, by playing extracts from a sermon preached by Dr. John Douglas on the subject Why We Defend the Authorized Version. We have been receiving various requests for a free copy of this sermon tape, and we're delighted to have such requests. Please keep them coming in. Our new edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, with its emphasis in this issue on the Reformation, is also available. Please send for your free copy of the magazine. Tonight, I will be continuing our studies in the central doctrines of the Christian faith. We have been looking at the subject of God, and tonight I wish to consider the subject of the worship of God. But first, here is a further extract from Dr. John Douglas's sermon on why we defend the authorized version of the Scriptures.
Let me give you 1 Timothy 6 and 5, for this puts what we have been learning in these brief references into a negative context. 1 Timothy 6 and 5, and I should start at verse 3. Verse 3 will give you the prior statement, if any man teach otherwise. So if somebody wants to say something that's contrary to the Scriptures, if he teaches otherwise, let's just pause there, because we have had people teaching otherwise. We have had men saying the Bible isn't right. The Bible's not true in its history. We have had people say the Lord Jesus never performed those miracles. We have had people say the Lord Jesus wasn't virgin born. We have had people say the Lord never walked upon the sea. We have had people say the Lord never rose again from the dead in his body. So we have had people teaching otherwise. And if any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he's proud, knowing nothing. And then you have this fearful list of words, which, coming down to the conclusion in verse 5, eventually brings us to the admonition, from such withdraw thyself. I always try, when I look at any scripture passage, I always try to draw some conclusions from what is said there in the passage. And do you see, first of all, the reference to words? I would think that the average Christian runs away with the idea, oh, the prophet was inspired. You see, this is how we got our Bible. Samuel was inspired. Moses was inspired. David was inspired. Paul was inspired. And there's a sense in which we can let that pass. But if we want to be strict about it, neither Moses, Samuel, nor Isaiah, nor Paul, nor anybody else was an inspired man. The words are inspired. The words are God's word. Inspired men were not infallible in themselves. The only time Moses was infallible was when he was moved by the Spirit of God to write down the Scriptures. The only time Peter was infallible was when he wrote down the Scriptures that God gave to him. The rest of the time, he wasn't infallible. He made some mistakes, and a few bad mistakes as well. And Paul wasn't infallible. These men were not infallible. In fact, Paul was in hand to say one time, look, we're only ordinary people. And it was James who took pains to point out that Elijah, no less, was a man of like passions as we are. So these are men, but men. However, when they were moved by the Holy Ghost, the words that they put down on the page, the words that they transcribed, were the utterances of God, the sacred oracles. I have thought then tonight of the authorized version, first of all, as to the translators themselves, how they went about the work of translation. I have thought also about their eminent qualifications, their brilliant scholarship, I have thought again of their godly ways, and how when they went about the work of translation, they prayed about what they did.
Our subject this evening, as we continue our studies in the central doctrines of the Christian faith, is the worship of God. And I want to read some verses with you from Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5 and the verse 3. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he should thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. I have read this portion of God's word for the simple reason that it illustrates a very important truth to us this evening. As you know, we have been considering God over the last few weeks. I have sought to set out to you something of the character of God. Briefly stated, I have underlined the fact that God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. When you learn something of the God whom I have just described, something of his majesty, something of his power, something of his glory, then you feel compelled to fall down and worship him. And that's why I read Luke chapter 5. You see, Peter, having seen a display of the power of God in the miraculous catch of fishes, became aware of who it was that sat in his ship with him. And he fell down at his knees and worshipped him and called him Lord. When you come to grasp something of the truth concerning the person of God, then I tell you, you will feel overwhelmed with a desire to fall down and worship him. But just how should we worship God? One of the key verses that I have been looking at is John chapter 4 and the verse 24, the words of the Lord Jesus. And there he says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Bible not only sets before us who God is, but the Bible also tells us how God is to be worshipped. First and foremost, let me underscore that how we worship God is not left to our own devices. As the Savior said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must. Must. Not may, if they so choose, but must worship him in spirit and in truth. One of the very first acts of worship we read about at the beginning of the Bible, we're in Genesis and the chapter 4. And the two sons of Adam come to worship God. Genesis 4, the verse 3. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. The worship of Abel was accepted. The worship of Cain was rejected. Why? Because Abel came God's way and Cain came his own way. We're not allowed just to invent ways of worshipping God. They that worship God must worship him according to his way. Now the words of the Lord Jesus says, they that worship God must worship him in spirit. Our worship must be spiritual worship, heart worship, the soul being engaged in this worship. We are not to rely on physical actions, rituals, activities, or objects to assist us in our worship. In Exodus chapter 20, we have the Ten Commandments set down. And in verse 4, there is set before us the Second Commandment, which details very clearly how God is to be worshipped. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. God says, in my worship, you are not to make what you think is a likeness of me, nor are you to use any physical object as a means of worshipping me. Our worship must be spiritual. It's a heart worship. It is a normal practice in worship, when praying, to close your eyes. Why is that so? To shut out this world, so that there is no image from the world presented before us as we worship God, but it is our heart and our soul that communes with him. Let me just quickly say something else. Our worship must be scriptural. The Savior said, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Bible is our guide to worshiping God. If I would know how God is to be worshipped, I consult the Bible. Not the ordinances of men, not the rules drawn up by any denomination, but what the Bible has to say. We must not take on ourselves to invent means of worshipping God. We must conform to what God says in his truth. You know, that means that the worship of God today ought to be old-fashioned. It ought to be the same as the worship of God yesterday, and the day before, and the year before, and the century before. It ought to trace its way right back to the Bible. May you study God's word in order that you might render unto him the honor, the worship, the praise that is pleasing to him. Remember to tune in again next Monday. God bless you and good night.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.